listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Let's take another look at something from the life of David today from 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 11. This is after David's great victory over Goliath. This is what we read. And Saul cast the spear, for he said, "I will pin David to the wall." But David escaped his presence twice. Now, David killed the giant Goliath and was an instant celebrity in Israel. Yet he continued faithful service to King Saul, playing music when Saul was tormented by God's correction to his rebellion. This same music ministry once soothed Saul and made him refreshed and well, giving him relief from the distressing spirit. That's described in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 23. But now, by chapter 18, it was of no effect at all. And Saul even responded to David's music ministry with a murder attempt. David's music ministry, or heart, didn't change. Saul changed, and he changed for the worse. Saul refused to receive from David's ministry, and that refusal set the stage for this kind of violence. Saul decided to kill David, and he tried his best by throwing a spear at the young man who only had a musical instrument in his hand to defend himself. You see, Saul thought about it. This is what our verse tells us. It says, "For he said, I will pin David to the wall with it." You see, it wasn't an accident. Saul may have wanted to seem like an accident. And though he wouldn't admit it, his heart was set on killing David. He didn't want to only frighten David or injure David. He wanted the spear to deliver a fatal blow completely through David's body. So Saul threw the spear, and it missed David. And David escaped his presence. Perhaps Saul's aim was bad, affected by his poor mental and emotional state. Perhaps David saw the spear and had time to duck. Perhaps God simply supernaturally guided the spear to miss. However it happened, the spear missed and it was on the floor, or maybe stuck in the wall. David showed a supernatural trust in God. He could have picked the spear up and said to Saul, "If Goliath couldn't scare me, you sure can't. If Goliath couldn't kill me, you sure can't." David could have returned the spear to Saul, pinning him to the wall and killing him. But David didn't pick up the spear. He didn't throw it back. He simply escaped his presence, that is, the presence of King Saul. Now, no one could blame David if he struck back. It could easily be called self-defense. But David had a different heart. It wasn't a matter of what he could get away with, but it was a matter of what God's heart wanted. David was determined to leave the situation in God's hands and not take the throne himself. God would have to take care of Saul because David wasn't going to do it himself. David said something like this, "Lord, you put Saul on the throne, and I know that I'm supposed to be the next king because you gave me your promise and your anointing, but getting Saul out of the way is your business. I won't touch it because he is an authority appointed by you. You started his reign, so you have to end it." That's basically the attitude of David's heart. Now, notice the second part of 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 11. Perhaps the most remarkable point. It says, "But David escaped his presence twice." That's what it says in verse 11. This means that Saul threw the spear twice. This means that Saul missed twice. But it also means that after the first miss, David came back and played again for King Saul. Now, if David struck back the second time, after resisting the temptation the first time, we can suppose that David still would have become king. We can suppose that we would still admire David's heart for not throwing the spear back the first time, and we would understand how he struck back the second time. But if David would have done this, he would have surrendered his destiny to be the greatest king of Israel, humanly speaking. He would still be a king, but not the king the Lord destined him to be. If you will fulfill God's call on your life to the fullest, it will require radical trust in Him. And one of the most radical ways that we trust Him is to leave vengeance, retribution, and bitterness with Him. God worked this in David. Jesus Christ, the Son of David, will work it in every willing heart today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.